Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Dina King, publisher at ncprints.com, a member of the Rivals.com Yahoo Sports Network. We're here for NC Preps Radio, Episode 3 of the 2018 season. And joining me today on our broadcast is my co-host, NC Preps staff analyst, Dolphus Pearson III. How are you doing, Dolphus?
I'm doing good, Ms. Dina. Glad to be here again. Glad to be here for another week and another great show.
Well, to give a little background on the info that we'll be having on the show today, we'll have some the latest football recruiting news, and our special guest today will be Vince Jacobs of VTO Sports. So we're going to jump in our first segment of the program, the class of 2019 football recruiting brought to you by VTO Sports. VTO Sports is the leader in combines and camp space, and they provide group events that enable student athletes and their family the opportunity to fully develop and compete as they determine their path in the high school recruiting process. And Dolphus, you know, you've been a part of the recruiting process. That helps you a lot on your voice, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Definitely. Back when I was in high school, VTO was actually just getting off the ground, and they were only holding camps in Charlotte at the time. And it was a great experience. I actually ended up getting invited to one of the first VTO Elite 100s, and that was with Christian LeMay and Mark Tweese Williams and Badley. Just a great bunch of ball players, and not only did I have the opportunity to compete against some great competition, but I got a lot of vast knowledge on the recruiting process and things like that that truly helped me as far as picking the right school for me. So VTO has definitely, you know, only been helpful to prospects, and now that they're going on, and now they're having the All-American combines and things like that, it's just such a great thing to see how they've progressed over the years.
Well, talking about recruiting, we had some big players in the state of North Carolina that made their decisions on where they will be attending possibly after the 2018 season. Some may early enroll. Others will wait till later on next spring, after next spring semester, to enroll at their particular college. But C.J. Clark, a defensive lineman out of North Stanley, a four-star prospect. He committed on June 18th, a big day for C.J. He committed
yes,
to Dave Dorn in the NC State Wolfpack. You got a chance to see Clark in action at the Freak Show this past Saturday at UNC. Your thoughts on C.J.?
Yes, ma'am. CJ is just a high volume, high motor guy. He's definitely going to go in and play right away for Coach Doreen in that Wolfpack defense. You know, he's over 300 pounds. He's very fast, very quick footed. He definitely showed that during the Freak Show, going through the individual bag drills and things like that. He actually suffered a little injury early in the drills. However, he bounced right back, and in the competition and the one-on-one period, he just absolutely dominated. Again, he's a high-motor guy. He can play all four quarters for you at a fast level, and I can definitely see him dominating the ACC for years to come.
Well, he's joining Savion Jackson, who committed to the Wolfpack last week. So Coach Dorn and the Wolfpack, they're doing really well in-state recruiting here, getting a couple four-star guys on that defensive line. Defensive lineman from North Carolina at Farmville Central, Kazai Everett. He also committed just a little bit after C.J. Clark on Monday the 18th, and he's a three-star, and that kid, he's going to stay pretty close to home, and he committed to North Carolina. Have you been able to see Mr. Everett in action?
Yes, ma'am. I actually haven't been able to see Mr. Everett in action. However, I have seen him on film. And, again, he's another impressive prospect in the trenches. He uses his hands very well. He has an aggressive first step. And again, he's really going to engage in and shed those blocks, really rack up a lot of tackles in the backfield. So again, he's a very intriguing athlete, and East Carolina got a great D lineman in Kaziah Everett for sure.
A kid that we both saw at the freak show at UNC Saturday was Emory Simmons, a wide receiver from Southview. He flipped his commitment yesterday. He was committed to Indiana, but after participating in the freak show and being around a lot of the Carolina pros and current players, he decided to flip to UNC yesterday, a three-star prospect. I watched him really closely, and that kid, he's got impressive speed and has some great hands. Your thoughts on Emory Simmons?
Yes, ma'am. Emory Simmons has he's definitely been one of those sleeper prospects out of the class of 2019. He, as you stated, he first committed to Indiana, and the biggest thing that stuck out with me about him, I saw him in a few 7-on-TS, you know, relatively close to my area, and I mean, this kid is just electrifying. He has the prototypical size. He's 6'3", 192 pounds. He actually clocked in at a 4.5 at the freak show, which is just, you know, like you said, just pretty impressive, very impressive. He has soft hands. He's a great crisp route runner, and he's one of those prototypical receivers that can truly go in and fit into Coach Fedora's system early, and again, bring some early success to those Tar Heels, because he's a downfield, deep, vertical threat, and he can also win the 50-50 ball. So this is a great commitment for the Tar Heels. You know, he's an in-state kid, Southview High School, and it's definitely good for not only his family and his community, but also for, you know, Tar Heel Nation, because they're definitely getting a great wide receiver in Emory Simmons.
Well, we're going to head to Charlotte. Couple Providence Day players, Osita Ekwonu and Akim Ekwonu. They both committed last week. Osita committed to Notre Dame, and Akim committed to NC State. So Providence Day, they have a lot of talent on that roster down there for the Chargers. And both of those, I've seen them in action at camps and combines earlier, and they're both really solid pickups for both of those programs.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Osita and Akim, like you said, they're both great players. And Osita, I had a chance to see him, very athletic, aggressive linebacker that's going to play sideline to sideline. And Akim is that prototypical offensive lineman. You can plug him in as an interior lineman at either of the guard spots. And I can also see him translating to a very solid right tackle prospect at the next level as well. So two great players for Providence Day. And, again, Notre Dame and NC State are really doing a great job of grabbing these in-state talent, for sure.
Well, Nolan Grohl is a wide receiver from Huff High School in Cornelius, and he had originally committed to Wisconsin a few months ago, and he's later – just changed his mind and committed to Wake Forest. He, most people know, he played his early years at Davidson Day under head coach Chad Greer. And it's going to be kind of a little reunion because Wake Forest signed his quarterback at Davidson Day when they were together, Sam Hartman. And Hartman's going to be big quarterback there for the Demon Deacons, and just a reunion for Nolan, and I think that was one of the big reasons he decided to pick Wake Forest, because Wake Forest seems like they've got something good going on under their new coaching staff, and he's done a really good job and coming off a couple of bowl wins and everything. So your thoughts on Nolan?
Yes, ma'am. Nolan, once again, touching back on that route running ability that I spoke of with Simmons, Nolan Greer is a great route runner. Again, he's going to find a way to get the separation from the defender, and he also has very soft hands, and he will make the tough catches across the middle and things like that. Like you said, it is a little bit of a reunion, him reuniting with his former high school coach at Davidson Day. And, again, I feel like Nolan can definitely get on the field for the Deacs early and not only help him at the receiver position, but also he is very athletic, and he definitely can be used on an array of special teams as well. So, you know, that's always the kind of the key component in the getting some early playing time. So I definitely see him being a dual threat guy from the offensive standpoint as well as on the special team.
Well, let's clarify. Chad Greer is not going to Wake Forest. He's in Oceanside High School, and you're talking to South Carolina. He's reuniting his former quarterback that was at Davidson Day, Sam Hartman. So just wanted to clear that up. A couple
Thank you so much.
Of linemen
I get jumbled up on my words sometimes.
A couple of linemen that will be making their decisions pretty soon. Tristan Miller, an offensive tackle from Charlotte Country Day. He's going to be deciding on June the 29th. And he's got a couple of in-state schools, NC State, and Carolina among his leaders. Arkansas and Kentucky is up there as well. We've seen Tristan at the Freak Show as well. A lot of talent there at Carolina for their annual Fedora Freak Show there. Thoughts on Tristan?
Yep, Tristan Miller, again, one of the top linemen in this year's class. Again, it's going to be very, very exciting to see what school that he finally decides to pick on. I know he has a wide variety with NC State, UNC, Kentucky, and Arkansas. Again, it'll be a big surprise to see where he goes, but without a doubt, he's quick-footed. He has a very aggressive first punch. And, again, he's another one of those linemen that you can use on the interior or on the outside of either tackle spot.
And the last player we're going to touch on right now, Joshua Harris, defensive tackle from Person High School in Roxboro. He's going to be deciding June 30th. NC State, UNC, Duke among his favorites. Most feel that he may be leaning towards NC State in Dolphus. If they pull Joshua Harris with C.J. Clark and Savion Jackson, they are going to be set for a few years at the defensive line if they get all three of those four-star players.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Coach Dorn has done a great job this year with this recruiting class. Again, like you said, really revamping that defensive line, losing a lot of those guys to NFL drafts. And also he's getting some very solid linebackers. Drake Thomas, one of the in-state guys, Heritage High School, actually just announced his commitment there. We know that he got Peyton Wilson from Orange High School last year. So they're really doing a great job revamping that defense. And, again, like you basically said, if they wrap up with getting Joshua Harris, a big-time defensive tackle prospect, oh, man, like you said, NC Coach Doreen and those Wolfpack are definitely going to be a scary team to see on your schedule from the years to come.
We mentioned being at the Freak Show Saturday. Were there any other kids that you saw that stood out, in your opinion, that from North Carolina there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If I had to point out a few North Carolina guys, I would definitely say Mario Love Jr., rising sophomore cornerback from Huff High School. He did some great things out there. Also, Luke Osteen from Huff High School, which is a rising sophomore wide receiver. There were very few 2021 guys out there, but the guys that did come out there, they did very well. Also, Power Ecoles from Vance High School. He's a very solid linebacker prospect, 6'1", 200 pounds. He has, you know, three more years of high school ball, so he's definitely going to grow into his frame. And he already has an early scholarship offer from Appalachian State. And he definitely helped his case out there with some strong performances and things like that. Also, it was just several guys out there. Brandon Hartning from Northwood, the defensive back also. He came out there and he showcased very well and actually earned the offer after the Freak Show. So it was a lot of guys that went out there and not only, you know, helped their case as far as the exposure goes, but a lot of guys that were kind of under the radar that really made their presence felt.
Yeah, I will agree. There are a couple of kids that I noticed, Tony Davis out of Hess High School, defensive back who's currently committed to Duke. He had an outstanding Freak Show. Seth Williams, 2020 offensive lineman who had came off an injury ankle and got cleared and was able to participate. He did very well. And another May in the fold for the May family out of Charlotte, Drake May, a quarterback, possibly following in his father's footsteps, the legendary Mark May, who played at Carolina and Independence back in the 80s. So he also was kind of showing that arm off Saturday night as well. So we're going to jump from high school recruiting in football to a little news in the basketball world. As you know, tonight is the NBA draft, and last year we had several North Carolina kids possibly being picked. I know Theo Pinson may be able to be drafted tonight out of High Point Wesleyan. Wish Theo the best of luck and stuff. But jumping into the high school basketball recruiting brought to you by ScoreStream. ScoreStream is the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform. They aim to empower fans, schools, teams, and media companies with the tools to provide accurate and real-time sports coverage. And just tell the listeners, they probably know, but North Carolina received a big basketball commitment. You want to speak on that for us?
Yes, ma'am. Like you said, North Carolina just – can I write that down? I'm sorry. Very big commitment in the class of 2020, power forward and center Dayron Sharp out of South Central High School. I got a chance to see Dayron in the regional finals right before the state championship where they actually lost. But, again, man, this kid is just a big-time player. He's 6'9", 215 pounds. He's definitely going to grow into his size as he finishes up those last 2 years of high school ball. But a very big get for Coach Roy Williams and the Tar Heel staff. He's 6'9". Again, he can stretch the floor. He is that prototypical stretch forward that you look for in today's game. And, again, he can definitely come and help right away by, you know, the offense and defensive glass, as well as he is a volume scorer. So he can score anywhere between that 10 to 15-foot range. So, he's a big get for Coach Williams and those guys. And he can definitely come in and help those guys right away when his time comes.
Yeah, he's a four-star prospect out of 2020, so he's got a couple more years to grow and get even better. And like you said, South Central had an outstanding season this year, come up a little bit short. You got to see him in action. A big pickup, in-state pickup for Coach Williams and the Tar Heels. Coach Williams is always liking to get an early jump on the recruiting, and even though the class of 2019 may not be, you know, filling out yet, he's already got a good start in the 2020 class here in the state of North Carolina. So, we're going to have a special guest here on shortly, Vince Jacobs. We talked about a little bit in the beginning of the broadcast at VTO Sports. I personally have known Vince, Terrence, and Otis, the VTO tri-founders, ever since they started the concept of VTO Sports. I've known them for several years. I've been partners with them, trying to promote their camps in North Carolina, and now they've ventured out and went to other states, mainly the southern states and through Texas and California, that area. And they've done an outstanding job trying to help these student-athletes, maybe the kids that are under the radar, sleeper-type kids at their camps. You probably won't see a Quavarius Crouch at a VTO combine, but you will see a kid that may be a lower Division One AA to Division Two type kid at these combines. And I've seen in the past some of these kids, they get noticed and they become Division One prospects. And you touched on it earlier, your personal experience with VTO. You want to kind of expand on that while we wait for Vince to join us?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Like you said, VTO is just a great, great outlet for, you know, those prospects that's trying to get that, you know, that exposure that they might not have of, you know, the major Division One prospects. But again, I actually I attended VTO back in 2010, their first ever Elite 100 at Mallet Creek High School. And, again, it was an array of Division One talent from Eric Ebron to Marquise Williams to Bad Lee, and the list just goes on and on of, you know, just the Division One prospects that was there and things like that. So I was honored to take part in that at such a young age. And also now to see, like I said, just to see where VTO has progressed to, and now they're reaching out to almost all 50 states. Like you said, they're hitting all of the southern states, and they're even going out to the Californias and out there to the West Coast to really promote the Elite 100 showcases and the All-American camps and things like that. So, again, you know, I just couldn't be more happy for Mr. Vince and his whole team, because it's just been great to see how those guys have really developed that whole brand over the short span of a few years.
Well, we now have Vince Jacobs on with us from VTO Sports. How are you doing, Vince?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good, Mr. Vince. Glad to have you.
You're on with me and Dolphus here on our show, and we was wanting our listeners to explain and tell us a little bit about your VTO camps that you've had this past spring, and fill us in on a lot of the info about that,
right,
and if you can expand on that.
All right. Well, thank you guys for allowing me to come on the show. I'm really excited to share with you and your listeners. This is the 12th year for VTO Sports. Seems like we just started a couple months ago, but we're in year 12. And this year we had a great partnership with Rivals, renewed with them, where we had something called the Rivals Qualifier Tour. We had about 80 events around the country that allowed kids to qualify for the Rivals 3-Strike. And then they also had a chance at those camps to qualify for the VTO Sports Elite 100, one of the longest standing camps around. Been around for 12 straight years, and it has been an opportunity for a lot of college players as well as NFL players to participate in Elite 100. This year, for the first time ever, we decided to try and help kids who wasn't getting invited to the Rivals 5-Star Camp or to the Nike opening or to the Under Armour All-American, was to offer those kids that we had seen throughout the country a chance to come to Charlotte for a 2-day camp. And we decided to name that camp the All-American Challenge. So it's the VTO Sports All-American Challenge. It will be athletes from all over. We were in California. We have kids already committed and coming from California, Texas, Arkansas, Ohio, Illinois, down in Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, kids from the Maryland, D.C. area, kids from Virginia. It was a great tour for us, one of our best tours in a while. We had a lot of good kids, and we invited all the MVPs. The kids were like the top kids from each camp here to Charlotte. We have 120 kids coming into town next weekend. It's next Friday and next Saturday. And what we did just for your show, Dina, we left about 5 spots open, and we're looking for some Carolina kids that we can help out at this camp. We're looking for the sad part is we're looking for certain positions. So we don't have all the positions open. We have space for defensive backs, D-line or O-line. If you're one of those positions, and Dina, that's one of your elite guys that you guys work with, you're looking for 2-star, 3-star type kids, if they want to reach out to me or you, and we can try to get them into the camp next weekend. We're looking for defensive backs, O-line or D-line, you're welcome to reach out. But it's going to be a great camp. It's going to be held at Mallet Creek High School. We're going to be starting Saturday morning around 10 o'clock in the morning. We go all the way to 9 o'clock that night. kids will come back the next day. We'll have a big lineman challenge, and we also will have a national 7-on-7 tournament. We got some nice gear for the kids, tops and bottoms and other stuff they'll be getting. This is why they're here. We're providing a dinner on Saturday night. We're going to have a bunch of speakers here, a lot of media, and it's going to be a great, great event.
Oh, wow.
Well, you spoke about, you know, kids coming all over the nation. So that's really big for you guys and building your brand and for the Carolinas because, I mean, you started in Charlotte and you're bringing it back, this big event to Charlotte and there at Mallard Creek. So, Dolphus, do you have any questions for Vince?
No, ma'am. Mr. Vince, again, just thank you for all that you do. Again, that's as a former VTO alum as well as a member of the NC Prep staff now, you know, it's just very big. Again, you know, you all really target that group of, you know, kind of like the overlooked and, you know, the underrated guys. And I know our listeners are more than excited to get on the phones and get those DBs, O-line, and D-line signed up for this weekend because it's definitely a can't-miss event. I can't wait to get out there and see what talent is out there competing at its highest.
Hey, one last thing I want to announce, guys. Coming out of this event, we hadn't got it nailed down yet, but we're looking to compete with the Shrine Bowl. We're looking to do a Carolina's senior, unsigned senior football game. And so we're going to be reaching out. We're trying to put together like a board of about 3 or 4 coaches to help us select kids. But kids who hadn't been signed or had been offered going – if you're senior year and you hadn't already been offered by anybody, you're still uncommitted senior, we're going to have a football game back in Charlotte. And we want to get Carolinas, though. We want to kind of limit it to North and South Carolina kids. We'll take a few out-of-state kids, but our goal is to bring that football game in. And it's also going to be this opportunity for kids. We call it the Carolinas Unsigned Senior Bowl. And it's going to be an opportunity for kids in this region to get more exposure. We already got about 10 coaches from small schools that are looking for players. Already saying they want to come if we hold this football game. It'll be for D2, D3 NIA schools who are still looking for players. We won't be able to get the D1 coaches out there. But it's for the kids who, like you just mentioned, who are under the radar, kids who are what we call sleepers, who hadn't got an offer yet, but they really want to play college football. They may be more at, you know, the small D1, D2 level or D3 kid or NIA type kid, and we're going to invite them out to this. We did it years ago, and it was just called the Unsigned Senior Camp. What we're going to do now is do the Carolina Unsigned Senior Bowl. It's going to be a football game. We're going to have you in town for about 3 days. We're going to get some practices in, and then we're going to hit the football field. You're going to play some real football in front of those college coaches, in front of your fans and parents. So something we plan on doing in December. We're trying maybe not to do it the same weekend as the Shrine Bowl, but we may have to just to make sure we get it in time for those coaches to come visit. But that's something else new we're doing to try to give the Carolina kids more opportunities to get exposure. And we'll be doing this in conjunction with NC Prep. Dean's going to be our lead on this, and it's going to be a co-sponsored event between NC Prep and VTO Sports.
Well, that sounds awesome, Vince. And like I said, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next weekend.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Mr. Vince. Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Vince Jacobs of VTO Sports telling us all about the exciting things dealing with his VTO Sports there in Charlotte. Dolphus, enjoyed having you on again today. We'll wrap this show up, and I would like to thank all of our listeners today. And please join us back next week when we can give you the next latest info in North Carolina high school sports. Thank you, Dolphus.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Dennis. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you again. Goodbye.